Hello, everyone, and welcome to the next agenda item named IXP update. Maybe a few words on that first. This quick presentation was a rather spontaneous idea, and thus we didn't have too much prep time this year. But we had the idea that we wanted to start giving all IXPs in Germany the chance to provide a brief update. There do exist forums and reports on what's happening in the IXP community, like EuroIX reports and similar things. However, as far as we know, none of those are focused on Germany, and most of them are lacking information about the smaller IXs. So we thought we wanted to try to fill that gap and talk a little bit about those as well. So what did we do? We did a quick survey. We asked 20 IXPs for an update, as said, on very short notice. So we're actually pretty happy that that 7 responded. And yeah, now Theo would like to give you or to walk you through the responses and give a brief update on the IXPs who provided feedback.
Yeah, thank you very much, Malte. So we will start with a pretty interesting IXP, which is the Rheintal IX, which is, I think, a multinational corporation. They are activated their POP in Konstanz this year as a highlight. They also extended the peering LAN to two more locations. And the next thing which is coming up for Rheintal IX is the finalization of their backbone. So they have a total connected capacity of 2 gigabits and carrying 66 megabit of traffic. And everyone who knows about the details and the odds about smaller IXPs will know that this is quite a lot of traffic for a regional platform. Next one is the Bremix, so the Bremer Internet Exchange. And the next big thing for them is to restart the peering IXP with a new setup and new members and have a peak traffic ratio of 1.5 gigabits. Yeah, then next one is Stuttgart IX, very impressive journey. Congratulations to Moritz and the team. So they had 500% of growth since 2020. They moved from a Cisco platform to Arista. They can now offer 100 gig ports. And for a regional IXP, they are carrying impressive nearly 50 gigs. And then there is the Nuremberg Internet Exchange. They are highly saturated, close to 100% of the local peers are connected, which I think is very impressive. And they will focus on stability and extending the peering platform further. Yeah, the Berlin Commercial Internet Exchange had its first outdoor in-person event this year, which I think many of you attended. And with an impressive amount of connected capacity of 4.5 terabit, they have or reached more than 700 gig of local traffic and were among the fast growing IXPs in Germany in the past years. Then there is the IKIX, or which is called Mega IX now. So their highlight was stability and growth in COVID times. They did a couple of customer upgrades across metros, and they're also offering higher port capabilities than 100 gig for now. And then there is DKIX. So they have the Ruhr 6 live since early 2021. They have a peak of about 10 terabits in Frankfurt and also peaks at their local IXs in Hamburg, Munich, and Dusseldorf. And I think the biggest highlight for DKIX last year was the introduction of the self-service portal where you can like perform peering-related actions and ordering stuff on your own.
And it was highlighted by DKIX that in the self-service portal where you can order ports automatically, prices will be shown. So I'm not sure if that's what was always mentioned as a price list, but it's close to it. So
we would encourage everyone to check this out and see whether there is a public price list now.
It's an individual one at least. Yeah.
Yeah, next year, same earlier, more IXPs. We wanted to try this out this year and see if that's an interesting format. So please rate the talks. Please also rate this talk especially and let us know whether this is a useful format. If you'd like to like us to reach out to more IXPs, if we should extend this format maybe even beyond German borders, if that's interesting for you. And also for the IXPs we reached out to, please use this. This is a sales tool for you as well. So give us the chance, provide us detailed feedback and detailed information about your plans and changes and updates from the past months.
And this is especially goes out to the smaller IXPs. Even if there is not much activity going on, as long as you're alive, we're interested in hearing how things are going for you. So nothing is too insignificant or so that it's not about the highest numbers. It's really about giving the community an update of what's still out there and what's happening. So everyone who operates an IXP, please feel encouraged.
And also while we were researching the IXPs, which we asked to provide input to us, we were quite impressed on how many smaller IXPs there are. So this might also be interesting for network operators to learn about IXPs, which they were not aware of before. So see each other next year for a new IXP update, hopefully.